Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Happy Friday to you. We're making it through the week and headed to a fun sports weekend. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Luke Morrow in for the OG John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula. That is Figgy Fig on the ones and twos making it sound good. Let's keep going on a Friday as we move towards what is going to be a very fun game six. I am speaking that out into the ether. Actually, would you prefer if it's not fun? Because I did see someone yesterday, especially watching, which one of those games was it? Was it, it was the game where a team was eliminated yesterday in the NBA.
The Knicks and the Pistons?
Yes, yeah. Knicks Pistons, where they were like.
That was a crazy game.
I saw someone on Twitter like, look, Rockets, decide early if you're going to win or not. Mm-hmm. Don't do that to me. So I guess let us know, 713-572-4610. Would you prefer it to just be one way or the other where you know? Or do you just want to have a crazy game that goes to the end?
Yeah, pretty much, do you want Steph Curry to hit a three to take the lead with, like, what, 15 seconds left?
It doesn't have to be that way, but yes, fair enough. That is what you can say.
That's pretty much what happened,
that
man.
That is what happened.
Jalen Brunson.
Bad man. Maybe we'll talk about that. But yes, fun weekend, but I kind of want to go and talk about the Texans. Obviously, nothing immediately pressing when it comes to things on the schedule for the Texans at this point, but we now have rookies in. We have kind of we're starting to get a feel for what this roster will look like coming up. Obviously, there's still going to be camp and minicamp, rookie minicamp, mind you, starting next Thursday. But, we've still got things that will help us determine what the actual 53-man roster looks like. But at the very top end, you kind of have an idea of what it looks like. And thankfully, especially for the likes of our guy, Larian Stafford, and people like him who were like, get CJ weapons. They did that. There are weapons. The likes of Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noel come in wide receiver-wise, and one of those guys basically steps in as wide receiver three into the starting lineup with, I imagine, right? I don't think it'd be Mechie or Hutchinson, but I guess I should not assume that. But, you know, one of those large group of guys steps in wide receiver three, and you have, with Nico Collins and Christian Kirk, a pretty solid three-man wide receiving core, wide receiver trio. Luke, where do you think that stands in the AFC? Because it feels like you have some real high regards for this.
Yeah, I think it might be the best, or have the chance to be the best. I should say that, because I do think there's a wide variance for both the wide receiving core and even the offensive line for the Texans. You know, maybe Kirk continues to have injury issues this year, and Higgins maybe takes a little time to develop. And, you know, you never know with rookies. Obviously, they could go either way. They could be really good, or, of course, they could be bust. So there's just a wide range of outcomes. But I think the ceiling for the Texans for this wide receiving core is pretty high, and high enough to the point where it's not unreasonable to have the conversation. In fact, they might be the answer for the best trio in the AFC. I know, I think it was Jameson Williams, somebody on the Lions said, we got the best receivers in the NFL. Yeah, maybe, but that's over in the NFC. In the AFC, could be the Texans. And it sounds ridiculous. It sounds like a homer take, but then you sit down and you think about it. I mean, who are even the best duos in the AFC? And then you try to extend that one further to the top three, and I don't know who else you could come up with. Now, Mike Clay at ESPN put out a ranking of the best units in football, every unit. And even he put the Texans for wide receivers, he has them third in the AFC, behind the Ravens and the Colts. So maybe those are two teams to look at. But I think it has a chance to be the best trio in the AFC if these guys do hit their ceiling this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. It seems like Ocho also weighing in. He's got Bengals and Dolphins in there when you talk about trios. But, yeah, Ravens and Colts both, what immediately stands out to me in a distinction and difference from what the Texans have, and I guess the Texans being in a better place, is just the high end is different, where you talk about the best wide receiver of the trio, the one who's probably going to carry the most respect and maybe bend the way that defenses play them, is Nico Collins, and it's head and shoulders above what the Colts and the Ravens are going to be putting out there when you talk about, I mean, who are you even considering that for the Colts in that instance? But, I mean, with the Ravens, who, like, Zay Flowers, I don't mean to say that in such a tone as to dismiss him. I just feel like we are talking about very different atmospheres of player if you're comparing him in any way to Nico Collins.
Yeah, you know, for the Ravens, you have Flowers, Bateman, DeAndre Hopkins would be their three. Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good point, though, that Nico is the best of the bunch for those teams mentioned. I would take him over anyone on the Colts. I would take him over anyone on the Ravens and most teams in the AFC. So you do have that high end. And then if the other guys meet the expectations, then you really do have a solid blend of three guys you can rely on. And you have good size at the wide receiver position, which, of course, is important. You have a game changer in Nico Collins. And then you have the depth. I mean, you check all of the boxes. I think that's the difference, where you look at some of these other teams, and they might not check all of those boxes that I just laid out. They might have one guy, or they may not have the high-end talent, but they have some depth. I think the Texans have a chance to have a top-five receiver. And then if Christian Kirk, you know, can get back to where he was his first couple years in Jacksonville. And if you get something out of one of the rookies who could have a good year as a number three wide receiver, you really certainly could be looking at the best trio. The Colts, by the way.
Michael Pittman probably is who you go for.
Yeah, as the number one. Pittman, Pierce, and who? Josh Downs, right? I mean, if
depending on how you feel about A.D. Mitchell in within true. That, if you want to kind of make him in there. But yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
The top end just does not do it for me.
No.
But I guess in this instance, when you say a trio, it has to be the way that they all fit together. And we got some kind of anonymous scouts talking in. I think Mike Sandel put this together for The Athletic about various teams draft and, you know, kind of getting perspectives into it. And one of the things that I found interesting when they were talking about the Texans, and one of the execs talked about how, you know, last year or this year you have Tank Dell coming off the injury, Stephon Diggs not there. When Dell gets, you know, healthy, which maybe this season, may be, you know, the season after, you pair the receivers that you have with Nico Collins, and CJ Stroud has weapons galore. He goes further to say, you don't have the physical enough, or you don't have physical enough corners to cover 2 6-4 receivers. And I think that's the thing that really opens this up for me, is like the dynamic way that this wide receiver core is built right now, where I think myself and B. Scott were talking about it maybe in a break yesterday, because someone had texted in, maybe even if you go four wide, a decent amount. And I was like, I don't know how much you'll go four wide, but if you go four wide, and let's just assume that you go with locked in guys in Collins and Kirk, and then you add in the two rookie wide receivers out of Iowa State, when you talk about Higgins and Knoll, right? You got basically mirrored situations there, where I got 2 6-4 dudes that, you know, are pretty smooth and athletic and great hands, And then I got two dudes that have a great amount of speed and could probably route you up a decent amount. And I go, who has the personnel to handle this? And I think that that is the place where it gets a little bit different than what the 713 is implying. Because you're not wrong, right? They said literally the exact same conversation as last year, and it didn't pan out the same way. And I think there's some things that are different. And obviously, one of those will be the offense and the way it's called. But I can't say that.
What kind of offense?
Yeah, yep.
What's the offense we got?
Question mark. And that's the thing I can't say definitively, but I do think it'll be different. Now, what does different mean? I can't tell you. But the thing that I know will be different is the profile of guys that you have and the ways in which they are be able to they should be able to test the defense. And I think that gives me some optimism, some very significant optimism that this will have a better chance of going off than it did last year.
I'm with you, and it should provide that optimism. I think you should be excited for this bunch that they've put together. And I get the point, the perspective of that texture, and I would agree, but I'd also look back at last year compared to this year, and I don't know, maybe this is a hot take, but I think if we're talking high end, if Christian Kirk hits his ceiling, I think I would take that over Stephon Diggs going into last year.
Ooh.
I think that would be a better output than what Diggs was expected to give last year. And I think, again, maybe a hot take, if, say, Jaden Higgins hits his ceiling, and these might be big ifs, but I think he could be more productive than what Tank Dell gave you last year. So I think that's why I've been couching this whole conversation, because it does depend on if these guys hit that. I don't worry about Nico Collins, but I worry about Christian Kirk. I worry about, of course, the rookies, because they're the unknown.
And the only way you worry about Nico Collins is does he have enough support to where defenses can't just completely throw all their attention on him?
True. So that's why I think there's a wide variance. Because if worst case scenario, if everything goes to crap and these rookies need some time to develop and Kirk is still banged up and you can focus on Nico, which affects his output, that wouldn't be a good thing. But high end, all these guys perform as well as they could be capable. I think it's a better wide receiving core than it was last year. And to the texter's point, we can have the same conversation again, because I just don't think there's a lot of great wide receiving cores in the AFC still.
No. And I mean, that's going to be if. OK, so ultimately the thing about it, and I understand where that skepticism lies. And I think one of the undercurrents of that is all of the output is so dependent on other things. Right. Typically, a wide receiver, just in general, their output is dependent on a quarterback. You're not worried about the quarterback himself. But what the quarterback looked like with a bad offensive line was a problem last year. What the quarterback looked like with a scheme and a system that did not feel like it was malleable enough for the circumstances and the situations was problematic. And so I think ultimately, even this question that we're asking, you have the talent, and I know that you're leaving the room open for, you know, the possibility of ranges of outcomes. Those outcomes still feel dependent on, did you figure out enough? Did throwing a whole bunch of offensive linemen at this fix the problem? Did getting Nick Kaley in and having Cole Popovich ascend to the role of offensive line coach, the head offensive line coach, does that solve the problem? Because if it does, I think then you have the opportunity to really play with all the toys that you've been able to assemble. There we go.
Assemble, yeah. That's it, yeah. No, and I'm with you on that, too. It all comes back to that offensive line and even whatever scheme we are going to get from the offensive coordinator. I don't know if you can consider the quarterback in this conversation, but I think that's another advantage for the Texans that obviously give me Stroud over anybody on the Colts. I would take Stroud over Tua in Miami. That was another team that was mentioned for the wide receiving corps. So it's not only about having the talent at that position, but then also having the guy that can cash in and capitalize on that talent. And that helps the Texans in this conversation, too, because Stroud, again, if he's at his ceiling, is right up there with pretty much any other quarterback, most of the quarterbacks in the AFC.
Yeah. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Luke Morrow in for the OG John Lopez here on a Friday. Coming up next, I saw Rob Torres on the YouTube ask, what's the question of the day? I got it for you. Coming up next is time for the question of the day. We got some of those events in sports coming up that are very popular, but I also very much know that some of my contrarian friends are like, I'm not in on it. So in honor of that, what is a thing or an event that is just really popular and you're just like, nope, I don't rock with it. I don't really enjoy it. 713-572-4610. Let's be contrarians together. Next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.